Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and we're here to have another wonderful healing event. We'll go to the Lightship probably in about 5 or 10 minutes here. So if you're new to the program, we go there every Saturday night for a short time to have physical healing done. You're transported out of time. Your physical body is. You're still here. Remember, you're living here in the mind energy of the time-based reality, and the light only works in the now, so they don't have that reality. So they have complete control of you when you're not here. And this is how you get transported to the light shift. And most people actually feel the energy shifting during this process, and you feel lighter, you're in the moment where you're supposed to be, and a lot of times people's worries just drop away during that part of the call here. So we'll do an emotional clearing from everybody. So we'll go back 10 days. So here we go. 10 days cleared, 9 days cleared, 8 days cleared, 7 days cleared, 6 days cleared, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And this is just a sample of what we normally do for your whole life. And we'll do a feeling body. So 10 days cleared, 9 days cleared, 8 days cleared, 7 days cleared, 6 days cleared, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. So you should feel your body automatically relaxing right now during this process. Remember, your body is not your mind, and it has its own consciousness. And when it gets these energies released from it, then it can start to relax and feel much better. And we'll do a sensory body clearing. This is how you sample for playing here, how it is to live here through your senses. So 10 days ago cleared, 9 days cleared, 8 days cleared, 7 days cleared, 6 days cleared, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And what we'll do is a pain body. So here we go. 10 days cleared, 9 days cleared, 8 days cleared, 7 days cleared, 6 days cleared, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And we'll take away some of the planets that are connecting to you. This is your astrological influences. There's probably a couple thousand planets that actually control you. And also we know about our natal chart here, which is the darkness taking control of your life. Remember, when you're in true light energy, it's always free choice, free will. So nothing would ever set you up to have a given life experience or karma. This is the way the dark side controls people. So we're going to take away 10 of the planets and just kind of take note of your body. If you have a pain in your body, very possibly it's from the cording connection, the energetic cording that these planets are tapping into you with. So here we go. First planet released. Second one, I'm yawning, a lot of energy there. Released. Third one, released. Fourth one, released. Fifth one, released. Sixth one, a lot of energy there. Take that one away. Released. Seventh, released. Released. Nine, released. And 10, there we go, released, disconnected. Okay, let's give our co-host is on. Sylvia, are you out there in cyberspace?
Yes, I'm here, and hello and welcome, everybody. And we had a wonderful, wonderful 4-hour ascension preparation healing call today with Ron and the Lightship, and there are some really incredible healings coming up this month that you can still participate in if you're interested. On the next 3 Sundays, there's going to be 3 in a row, 8-hour marathon healing sessions. So we'll talk about that in a little bit, I'm sure. And I don't know if I heard some kind of clicks on the phone. I don't know if we have a caller that's called in. Is anybody there? I guess not. I guess it was just some clicks on the line. So I guess we'll be going to the Lightship soon, and then maybe we can take calls after that. So over to you, Ron.
Okay, so let's go to the light ship. So this will not work on the archives. You will be able to feel the energy if you're listening to the program, but you will not go to the light ship because of extraterrestrial intervention that we have here continuously. So I don't want anybody to be abducted like some ET race that's, waiting for you to contact them. And so here we go. If you have any animals or pets that you'd like to bring along for healing, just think of them now in your consciousness. A lot of people, their pets and animals come over to them during the call. So it's quite interesting because they know what's happening. So here we go. I'll count to five. We'll be on the light ship at five. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we're there now. And the healings are between you and the light being doctors. These are light beings that are there to help us for physical healings. And they'll do all that they can do to help us. Remember, our predisposition for healing happens to deal with our genetic, say, maybe entrapments and codings from our past relatives. So what you're living is a life of all of your relatives at one time in your genetics, and your body wants to heal these things. So this is why it's difficult to heal sometimes, along with the extraterrestrial parasitic energies. So there's just a lot to it as far as having a complete healing. But we'll see what happens tonight. A lot of people get results. So just thought I'd tell you the give you a heads up on why people don't heal. And then also you have to be in your body, 100% to have your spirit, who's the conduit for healing. On the light ship, they rematerialize your spirit, and it is there with your body. But when you come back here, are you fully present in your body? And is your spirit integrated with you fully? And all those questions are for you to understand and to know by asking your spirit, and this is why people don't heal. So here we go. We're going into the first room. This is a hot tub room. This is pretty standard for the calls that we have Mondays and Fridays. That's $20 for 1 hour session. We're going into the color gel, which now is orange. And you might feel orange energy around you. And it looks a little bit different than our orange color that we have here. It's a lot more vibrant, a lot higher frequency, we'll call it. And it's penetrating between your cells, in your cells, everywhere around you, and through you. So if you wish to just request a healing now, you can do so. Request to have something released from you as far as detox. And we're going to another room. We'll go into the silver room. This a lot of people love because it has a nice silver energy. And I'll count to 10 as the energy comes in stronger. And you can probably feel your body start to buzz. Maybe feel like it's a lot of electric energy coming into it. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And it feels like some people out there want to have a little stronger. So here we go. So I'll increase it again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And you may want to put the light beam up on your monitor screen. So go to Creation Light Ship Healing on the BBS site. And scroll down about an inch or so on your scroll bar. And we'll energize her right now. The females are going to come through. And they'll become energized within the next minute. We're going into another room on the light ship. And we'll go into the volcano room. A lot of people like the volcano room. Remember, these are conscious beings, and they normally bring forth beings that are very familiar to us here as far as their life on planet Earth. This is why they may sound like we have things down here like that are up on the light ship, because this is the way they choose to manifest. And these energies are going to be doing what they're doing as far as their life form in the next incarnation at ascension time. So here's a volcano energy. And here we go. I'll bring it in. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll go into the centrifuge room. This is another room that people love. This helps you to eliminate addictions, negative thought patterns, problems with your body, physical problems. So here we go. So in order to do this, we have to bring in the energy of lack. And the lack resonates with everything that is not of the light. So it's like an energy of judgment that can take it out of you. So here we go. Here comes the lack energy. And it might feel heavy if you haven't done this before. Sometimes it feels very, very heavy. And then it lightens up through the process here. So think of something that you may want to deal with right now. Like I said, it could be an addiction, a habit pattern that you want to get rid of, maybe a physical body problem. And here comes the lack energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And we'll come back to this room in a minute here. We'll go into the room where the deer are. And again, these are conscious beings that are going to be having a lifetime as deer after the ascension process. So here we go. We're in this room now. The deers are all around us to do healing on us. And here comes the deer energy. So I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And just enjoy the deers here. And I'll give you some silence for about a minute so you can actually feel the energies go through you. Okay, we're bringing more of the lack energy. Here it comes. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So think of what you want to have released from you. We're bringing some more of that lack energy. And the lack energy will be your best friend during this process here. So here we go. Bringing it in more. So stronger. Might feel layers of stuff leaving you. The room is actually spinning. And what's leaving you as far as the thought consciousness is being absorbed into the panels on the spinning room. And you're in the very center of the room that's spinning. And here comes more lack energy. Stronger. 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 Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, let's go into the room where they work with our sinuses, eyes, and ears. So if you have any concerns there, request a healing. We're in other rooms at the same time, but I can only see one of those. So this is what I'm seeing is being brought forth right now. And here we go. We're bringing that energy to help you do some healing. And they're also working with your lungs. So here we go. Bring in the lung energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. So we'll bring in one of the oxygens here on the light ship. There's many different types for different types of healings. We'll bring in number 14. So I'll count to 10 as it comes in. Take a deep breath and exhale a few times here. And here comes number 14. So I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. It's here. And you may actually taste or smell a little different here as far as the oxygen, the way it works through your body. And we're going to bring in another energy. We're going to bring in the energy of the turtles. And these are turtles that swim in water. And here they come. So stronger, and request your healing. Stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger and stronger. We're bringing another energy from the centrifuge room, the lack energy. So here it comes. I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. How you doing, Sylvia?
Doing great. Feels wonderful. I love that oxygen and all the work on the sinuses and lungs. And if we could, we have a request run for work on head, like for someone with a migraine headache, that kind of thing.
Okay, we'll go to a room for that here. And again, they're going to give us another option, number 21. So here it comes. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And we'll just work on the head energy right now. Okay, we'll just release that here. There we go. It should be releasing. I would say your migraine should be away, released from you probably within 5 minutes here. So we're going to bring in another oxygen here, number 52. Here it comes. And it's here now. And we'll increase the energy, so stronger, 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 and stronger. We'll get rid of the entities here. The person who has the headache here. There we go. Entities get attracted to that because they need to get your life force. So this is why it's so important to do entity clearings on yourself daily, many times daily. There we go. Okay. Maybe they bring their addictions and problems to you. They live their life through your body's consciousness, and they come forward and tell you what to do, just like your spirit is supposed to do in your heart, but what's controlling you is your mind energy. And that's transmissions from the darkness. Okay, here we go. And we're going to go into a room where they're going to actually put you on to the present moment and take away your thoughts here. They'll do this for the whole show here. So here we go. I'm going to go in these rooms right now, count to 10. Remember, the healings are between you and the light being doctors. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10 there. So you should be in the moment now. And the thoughts that you had previously, if you thought about them, they would not even probably have any charge on them to affect you. So I'm going to go into one other room here. We're going to go into the room where they help us to eliminate more toxins. And this one also helps your immune system. So we're going to this really nice shower. There's different colored light shining around us and through us. And here we go. I'll count to 10 as the energy comes in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And they're working inside of our mouth also. Checking out our gums and our teeth. Checking out your tongues. And that giving us some special solution to drink now. This looks like it has a silver in it, but it's also has a color maybe of like a grayish color, maybe pewter or something. So here it is, a half a teaspoon. We're taking it right now underneath our tongue. And there we go. Okay, let's do another room here before we come back. Let's go into the tree room. And this is where the large trees are. And we're in this room now, and the trees are sending them your, sending you their love energy to help heal you. So I'll bring it in here a little bit stronger. So stronger, stronger. That feels very nice. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, Sylvia, I'll turn it back over to you. If you have a question there on the fast chat, we can answer it before we come back from the light shift.
Okay, let's see. We have a question. I'm not exactly sure what it is, from Yolanda saying that can be addressed on an online healing. I think she's perhaps talking about the headache energy.
Yes, that can also be done that way also. Uh-huh.
So which section would you recommend?
As far as the online healing?
Yeah.
You could try the emergency healing first, if it's real bad. If not, boy, it almost feels like toxins. You know, we have a clearing for toxins in your lymph system. So you may want to try that one. That's what it feels like to me. So here we go. Bringing in some more of that lack energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, our animals and pets are now coming to us. We'll have one more oxygen coming here. Let's bring in number 10. So here it comes. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And we'll increase the energy. And here we go. We're coming back now from the light ship. We've already thanked our doctors. Our healings are between them and you. And now we're coming here with our animals and pets. And we're back. Okay, Sylvia, I'll turn it back over to you.
Oh, that was wonderful. And I particularly noticed when the light ship put everyone into the present moment and took away our mental chatter or our thoughts, how instantly it felt like everyone was completely heart-centered. And it just felt so good to experience that, and what a great reminder that is that we need to do that ourselves all the time, every day, just like you were saying about releasing the entities, but getting heart-centered and getting in the present moment. Also, have any thoughts about that, Ron, or recommendations to how to do that each day?
Yeah, let's put everybody down into their heart center. So think of an elevator. 10th floor is your forehead. This is where the mind chatter is. And the first floor is your heart, where it's complete peace, where your spirit resides. So the mind energy, the mind chatter, is the darkness coming to you. Everything in time is darkness, and everything out of time is the spirit or the light. And that's the difference of the two things. So here we go. We're going to drop you down. Think of an elevator, 10 floors between your ears, your mind chatter, the voices inside of your head, and the first floor will be your heart, where your spirit resides. So here we go, dropping down. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, think a thought, and the thought, instead of being between your ears, should come out of your heart area. So this is your own test that you can do. And remember, when you're in your heart, you're out of time, so you want to probably get a day planner. Otherwise, the mind, the energy, will direct you whatever way it chooses to, because it is controlling you. So I'll do another sample clearing for everybody, and we'll do, I guess, one of the alien life forms that we'll be working with tomorrow on the 8-hour call, and this is the shuttle body. We'll get rid of one of them here. So here we go. These are pretty heavy-duty things here, and here we go. Here we go, and I'll count to 20 as it's gone. Is terminated, or it turns into the light, one or the other here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, and 20. So just kind of take a note on how you're feeling. You should be pretty heart-centered. And let's work with our ankles and knees right now. So we're going into a special room for that. And they're doing a scan on us right now to see why we're in there. And now they're going to readjust this energy right now. So they work with sometimes eyes, if you want to have eyes corrected. They work with heart energies. So it's kind of up to you. Just request your healing now. How are you doing, Sylvia?
Doing great.
Okay. So in the special room, request your healing. And up out to 10 as the energy comes in a lot stronger. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll bring in another energy from the light chip here. We'll bring in the rainbow room energy. Here it comes. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Here we go. We'll do another sample clearing here. You might feel that rainbow energy. It's very, very nice. And like on the calls that we do, we'll take out one of the shapeshifter energies here out of you. This is another one that's held probably around your power chakra area here. So you might just check your size of your stomach now. It might shrink. This happens to a lot of people. So here we go, coming out. So here we go. I'll count to 10 as it releases from you and gets removed. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. It's gone. And let's do a shapeshifter. We've all seen shapeshifters on different movies. You've probably seen them also, physically in people. So here we go. And this is where their eyes change to a different type of eye. Normally it's kind of like a cat eye, so to speak. And people can have appearances of maybe a long nose, scales all over their body, maybe a tail. Maybe you might see, little claws coming out of their chest area. So, again, like a dinosaur, so everything is a little different, but we'll get rid of these energies here. So I'll count to 10. We'll get rid of one of them anyway, and this one here would be the shapeshifter, and here we go. This one's probably looks like it's being stored inside of your knees. Remember, our call tomorrow will be for body organ rejuvenation. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll get rid of a couple of his buddies here. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. They're leaving now. 7, 8. Yeah, they're gone. There we go. Okay, Sylvia, I'll turn it back over to you.
Okay, well, just briefly before we talk about the special clearing starting tomorrow, we had a question about the online healings and whether there was an entity removal clearing online. And yes, there is. There's actually in the online section, you can go in that whole list of the different clearings available. There is the both the entity attachment removal and also then the unlimited removal. So basically, Ron, do you want to explain how that works a little bit?
Yes, so in order to do the unlimited, you have to have your whole lifetime cleared. And then this is what you're working on, as far as issues, learning experiences, we'll call them, or you could use the word karma. But this is the dark side, way that they control you. So this is why you have a natal chart. So when you first do your whole lifetime, and it starts with your current age going back to conception. And then all of a sudden you're freed up of whatever clearing you're doing. And this cleans out these energetic bodies that you can't see, but they store this energy. And then it leaks into your physicalness naturally. And at some point, it becomes physical. So the unlimited ones come after that. So after you do your whole lifetime, then you can sign up and do the unlimited session. And the unlimited one, you can get on there anytime you wish, 24/7, as long as the website is still up, and do your clearings. A lot of people who get the unlimited go on it typically once a day to stay current with their healing process. Remember, you don't want anything else coming into you. Some people think because they have one clearing that, that's the end all, and that's not true. You have to keep clearing the stuff off of you because the dark side is still living here. So you want to stay current with your clearings. And the emotional one is probably one of the better ones to do because that gets rid of the emotional garbage that you're hanging on to. And This is what happens, you know, when you go to the workplace and people start to respond to you or act a certain way. They have maybe entities in them, and they can body hop into you. So you want to get rid of them. So your spirit can be more in charge. And that's, you know, the reason why we have the entity clearings online. But the unlimited one is really a nice way to go because you can stay balanced. Some people get on it 3-4 times a day. They have a computer that they work with in their office or wherever they're working. Just go on there. It only takes probably maybe 15 seconds to do, and then you're cleared. So we'll do a entity release here again. I did one earlier, but let's take them out of your knees this time here. Remember, physical pain attracts them, and if they like your body, they'll live with you. And here we go. Coming out. There we go. Work on your right knee first here. Here's entities are releasing, removing. There we go. And now we'll do the left knee. Looking good. Great. That one's done. Okay. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay. Well, let's talk about the clearings coming up. I'm sure a lot of people listening have heard about them or have participated in them, but there may be some that don't know anything about what this is about, so maybe we can just kind of describe the whole, you know, the whole concept and how it works.
So you just call in on a conference call. You can be absentee if you wish, and if you're there and you want to participate physically, just call up a conference line number. There's a PIN number, and what you do is after you call in, then you're ready to go. And, you know, the time that it starts, which will be the 3 consecutive Sundays here, it'll be 10 o'clock Pacific, 1 o'clock Eastern, and it's an 8-hour conference call. So you just want to get maybe a speakerphone. And then from there, if you don't want to stay on it continuously, you don't have to. But a lot of people like to know what's going on, so they stay on. And the time goes by very, very quickly. I would say to do an 8-hour session like this here, it actually feels like maybe a half an hour to 45 minutes in length. And we break every hour. We do special water charging. We get rid of these life forms out of your body organs, out of your space, basically. And we allow you to have more spirit integration. This is the whole process here. Why we have this show on BBS is to get you to have your spirit more fully in your body. This is the whole thing. Remember, it's not outside of yourself, the divine energy. It's you, and you have to, you know, reclaim the space in your body, which the dark side took over. Have to get those things out of you, and then you can have your spirit come more fully into your body. So we're going to do a sample here. We did sinuses. Let's do sinuses again here, okay? So here we go. We'll take out some of the energies. There's some snake energies there we'll take out. These are the extraterrestrial life forms that we call parasitic life forms. This is on the website. It's only $30 for a whole month of clearings. You can go on a 24/7, bring the light beam up, and you might want to check that out. It's on the menu location on the left side under alien attack removal. And just click on that, and the pages will come up and read about what the healings are about. And if you really want to move forward, too, you want to get your death barcode taken off of you that the aliens put on you. And once you get that off, you feel like you're a new person again, like you lost 10 years. And you have all this new energy coming back into you. So you may want to check that one out also. So here we go. Still working on your sinuses here. Okay. And let's get out another light form here. Let's get out the small little maggots here. They're in the sinuses too. They also come into our brains. So here we go. And if you feel your skin crawling, that's probably the reason. Remember, that's one of the phrases that people used to say. You know, the old cliche, my skin is crawling, you know. And that one song, you know, a long time ago, I got you under my skin. Well, what could that be, you know? And then guess who's coming for dinner, you know? And they're feeding on you. So here we go, taking more of these little maggot things out of your sinuses now. And again, if your face is tingling, it's because they're activated and they're being taken away from you. The show's all about awareness. But they don't want you to know. Here we go. More is coming out. And I will take off some of the jellyfish tentacles here out of your sinuses. Okay, there we go. Coming out. Great. Okay. So we'll be doing this tomorrow for 8 hours, taking these things out of you like this here, going to different body organs, and going to different cells of your body, different locations, to get you more into balance and harmony with your spirit. So back to you, Sylvia.
Yeah, that was so interesting, Ron, what you said about, you know, how we need to reclaim, you know, the parts of our body that the dark side has managed to attach to and get that out of us. And I know you've said before many times that unless our spirit is within our body and able to come into, you know, all the areas of the body, it's impossible to have healing there because your spirit is the conduit for the healing to take place. So every time that you do one of the marathon removals and getting all of this out, it always ends with an incredible spirit integration process to really get the spirit energy integrated in the body. And that just is so incredible. Can you talk about that aspect of those sessions that are happening?
Yeah, sure. So after we do the clearings, we bring in more spirit. And your spirit naturally left because of the pain and trauma. Sometimes people's spirits are connected to the darkness by going to different spiritual practices, and the practitioners connect you to the darkness, so your spirit is actually maybe held captive. And this is, you know, the fragments of you. You know, you could be, you know, say if you have a billion pieces of you, you could have a few of those in the darkness, and this is why you don't heal also. So these calls are designed to work with you to get rid of these energies out of you and to reclaim more of your spirit energy where it is, and also to heal your spirit. This is why you go into the quarantine rooms. The light only has light. Anything of non-light would be completely disintegrated and destroyed if it went onto the light ship. This is why, you know, you're not allowed to go there. But you do go into the quarantine rooms, and this is where they work with parts of you that have been injured. Some people say they've actually seen part of their spirit and part of their body parts and stuff, and it looks like it went through a meat grinder. And that's probably much, for what I see, that would be a very light way of putting it, okay? So for me, it's like when I see these things, it's like looking at a war site where bombs went off and you see body parts all over the place. This is what the dark side does to you, just by doing, connecting to religions, connecting to anything outside of yourself, having it, a tomb is done by some practitioner. You know, it's just very, very damaging. People do spells and curses on each other. And these are all dark side energies because the dark side brought these energies here, and they're controlling them and hoping that people in the New Age movement will catch on and want to bring in more light to the planet. The biggest destruction that we've had so far, you know, the last couple of weeks was the healing of the grid, fire of the grid, yeah. And that was just awful. The ship clouds here became just awful here in Mount Shasta. People are getting sick. I had a lot of people contacting me wanting to know what's going on, and I was saying, yeah, there's an email there. They did another grid fire like they did a year ago. So you just bring in more negativity, more aliens here, opening up vortexes and stargates. They want people to do this, so they find somebody to promote it, one of their ground crew basically, knowing or unknowing to them. And they get a lot of people online worldwide to bring in the darkness, thinking that it's light. And then the Earth spirit is really harmed by it. Everybody on the planet gets harmed. And it sets humanity back from the ascension process. So it's very, very sad. by all these ignorant people doing these types of things. So you never want to do anything to bring in love energy to the planet. The Earth Spirit has plenty of love. It just needs to get rid of the darkness so that everything will come through as love to you. And this is what the light should give everybody. And the light is free choice, free will. And unfortunately, our planet got the way it is because of people turning against the light and using mind energy, which is in judgment. And then from there, the aliens got a hold of people. And this is where we are right now, is that everything that's happening to us is because of the alien intervention here. Very, very negative. So the calls that we have are there to help you to regain your spiritual integrity. They'll find parts of your spirit and try to put it back together again. Like I said, it's like looking at a war zone, you know, with the body parts everywhere. This is how it looks to me when we go into the quarantine rooms. And it's just very, very sad what people do to themselves by aligning themselves with darkness, even if they don't know about it. They still do it by going outside of themselves and connecting, praying to some god outside of yourself, which is an alien species someplace. And then you get courted. The planets court you, and it just kind of goes on and on and on. But these calls are there to help you to get more of your spirit into your body. And then we do a spirit integration to reclaim your spiritual identity into your sacred body temple here. And your body is really loving it because it wants to have your spirit with it, so you're going to have healing. Without your spirit and your body, you won't have any healing from the light. So these calls are just very reasonable. They're $200 for the whole month, and there's three calls, so you'd be going on the call for three consecutive Sundays, which would be 24 hours of healing on the telephone, plus you're on the light ship also for the next week afterwards. So here we go. We're going to bring in another energy for everybody to experience. I heard a beep there, I think.
Oh, we have a caller?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Hi, who's this?
Excuse me?
Who's calling?
My name is Hillary.
Hi, Hillary. Thank you so much for calling. And do you have a question or a request for Ron?
Oh, I was just wondering if I could get a healing.
What would you like to have?
Oh, a healing on what, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I have this recurring pain in my back, like on the right, kind of on the right, I mean on the left side of my back. And nothing seems to help. It, like chiropractic doesn't seem to help or anything.
Okay, Ron,
well,
would you like to talk about that?
Yeah, that gets to be kind of complicated, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So basically, you could have entities attached to your back giving you the pain.
Mm-hmm.
Did your parents have any back conditions or your grandparents?
My mother does.
Okay, so that means
and
that
I
you
don't
have,
know.
Yeah, so that means that you have a genetic problem. So what you'd want to have to help yourself out, I can't guarantee it'll fix you, but you want to have an emotional clearing for this
mm-hmm.
lifetime, and the cost for that is $5 times your age. And then what you want to do is have what I call a sensory clearing, which is a past life clearing going through your genetics. And the price for that healing is, I believe, $200. And that one I have to do personally with you. The other one you can do online. And that's where you start for, you know, helping yourself out for healings, because, like I said, you're living the life of your ancestors. And you have to clean that out of you before you can start to have healings. Otherwise, you're just putting a Band-Aid over it, and it'll reoccur over again, which is the way things happen. This is why they say history repeats itself, and it always does. So I can give you some energy right now to take out entities that may help you out a little bit, but the root cause, you know, is what you want to get rid of. And so your symptom is one thing, and the cause is something else, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we'll just see if we can put some energy there. So this will work for everybody else online here. If you have a back problem, back condition here, we'll take away entities right now. Here we go. I'll count to 10. We'll get up what we can do here. Remember, you can have millions of these things in you. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. And how's your pain right now? Did it subside slightly?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's the entities that got attracted by your pain. So say it's to do those first two clearings, okay? And that may help you out a lot more.
Because you have to start working on yourself in order to have a healing. And, you know, the emotional ones where you start with. So that's what I'd recommend doing.
Yeah, and I also would add to that, you know, after you do that emotional clearing, come on Ron's conference calls if you can. They're very inexpensive to do. He has three of them usually at least a week of the one-hour in length calls. And the more time you get to experience, you know, on the light ship for healing, the better, because, you know, all the different modalities that they have there and the rooms that you go into for healing are all very, very beneficial and beautiful healing. So it's great. But like Ron said, if you have that emotional energy that's trapped in your body that's actually been handed down to you genetically, then that has to be released too so that you can have those healings. But it's wonderful to experience. Were you on at the beginning of the hour when we went to the light ship?
No, I'm at my friend's house. I think I was napping a little bit.
Well, every Saturday night, we go to the light ship for a few minutes, so you can experience it that way also.
Okay.
Okay, great. Well, thank you so much for calling.
Thanks very much.
Okay, bye-bye. Go ahead.
So another sample healing. Let's do one with a trauma body. So here we go. Trauma body. So 10 days ago cleared, 9 days cleared, 8 days cleared, 7 days cleared, 6 days cleared, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. So there we go. So, yeah, these calls that we're doing on the weekend, you know, even though I've done quite a few of these so far in the past, you don't have to have all the previous calls, underneath your belt to come on. Just come on the calls, and you will get benefit regardless if you haven't had, you know, the previous ones that we've been doing. I think we have a caller online, maybe.
Yes. Hi, Ron, Sylvia. This is Yolanda. How are you?
Hi, Yolanda. Thank you for calling.
Hi. I had to call because I was finally able to sit upright and got some relief after the last almost 48 hours of just being blindsided. And so, I mean, I had to call and say thank you and say that, I mean, the lifting, the freeing, the healing is so real because that migraine was very debilitating, and to be able to get relief and feel the lifting physically is just really, really wonderful, appreciated, and I just had to share that with anyone and everyone that may wonder, especially as debilitating as that was. I just wanted to say thank you.
Well, that's wonderful.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
Wonderful. So
and I did find online what I was looking for, you know, the unlimited, the 30-day, the alien attack removal was what you had mentioned, and I did find it. So thank you, and I shall be continuing. I'm looking forward to the 4-in-1 next time, but I just had to say thank you and let everyone know that it does work, and I do feel the lifting, and it's wonderful, and I appreciate you guys immensely. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank
that's
you.
That's great.
That's great.
Keeping by, isn't it?
Yeah, and I really wanted to get into two things really quickly before we run out of time. One of the aspects of the next three Sundays that we haven't talked about too much is that this is for the body organ rejuvenation. So I guess that means that basically the light beings are going to really focus on clearing out the different organs that we have and kind of then healing those areas to put, you know, rejuvenate them and kind of undo the damage that has been done by having those entities there. Is that correct,
yep.
Ron?
Yep, you're right. Plus other things, yes.
Yeah, many other things. They always seem to get into other things as they go and uncover, you know, what's happened. And I'm just so excited about that, you know, the whole idea of the body organ rejuvenation, because that's something that I'm sure everybody can relate to wanting to have.
Yep. So if you're interested, you can go on PayPal, go on the website, and go under the event section. I think it's also, you can click on it at the very top of the page, too, and just use PayPal, and you'll be sent in your email the conference call phone number along with the PIN number. So it's very, very simple. And then you want to call in about 10 minutes early, and we break every hour. And we'll just do a sample here right now, just one more healing before we sign off here. We're going to bring in some peace energy, I think, through the light beam. So here we go. Here comes the peace energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so that concludes our show here. The peace energy will be through the light beam on your monitor screen until about half past on the hour. And then you can just watch it in the interview, you'll just leave instantly. So you can just watch your little timer on your computer if you wish, your clock. And just to bathe in this wonderful energy here of the peace energy from the light ship. And it's only works with the heart energy. Never worship the mind, because the mind is the darkness. So I'll just say blessings to all of you. And hopefully we'll see you tomorrow on the Sunday call. Starts at 10 o'clock Pacific, 1 o'clock Eastern. And our next BBS show is Monday. And it's at 4 o'clock Pacific, 7 o'clock Eastern. So blessings to all of you, and have a wonderful evening. Goodbye, everybody.
Yeah, and I'll just say blessings, everyone. And also, if you're coming on the calls tomorrow, it's a great idea to have a little mister bottle, a little spray bottle handy with water, and also some glasses of water. One of the wonderful aspects of the call is just the light beings activating water to help detox and heal your body and your skin. So that's a great thing to have. And enjoy this beautiful peace energy. Remember, drop down into your heart center so that you can really experience that beautiful divine energy. So good night and blessings, everyone. Thank you so much for being with us, and thank you so much, Ron, and the light ship. Good night.
Good night, everybody.
In 1971, U.S.